Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 1st, a culinary celebration featuring Lydia Bastianich, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. Tickets are now available at stmartin.edu/gala.
So, Stein, did you make the paella?
I made the paella. I got the last of my saffron in, and I made the paella.
And?
Came out great. It was really great.
So what pan did you use?
I did not buy a paella pan. Mm. I just could not bring myself to do that. So I used an existing pan that I have.
What kind of pan was it?
It's just a big round flat bottom stainless steel pan with a sandwich bottom, you know, pretty thick.
Okay, handle or no handle?
It had handles, two handles that you can pick up, just like a paella pan.
Okay.
And it worked perfectly fine. But speaking of pans, we were going to swap a couple of pans of our own. I want to get rid of the steamer. Here, you expressed some interest in my big oversized steamer.
You know, Stein, that is the biggest steamer I've seen since the last time I was in some dim sum palace staring into the kitchen. Yeah. Well, that is a giant Chinese steamer.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's a boiler and two tiers. It's probably about 30 inches in diameter aluminum steamer. As you can see, it's going to dent it up. I have given it a good deal of use. And you brought in yours to swap with me, and this is just the size I'm looking at.
And I got it at Goodwill, my favorite store, for $6.99. But I'll tell you what, as much as I love that giant steamer you've got there, it's the size of a small beer keg.
Pretty much is, yeah. You could steam an ox in that thing. But I just don't need a steamer that big, and DeGroote has given me a hard time. It's taken up too much room.
And you know what? I have to tell you, I don't think I can take that off your hands. It's just way too big for me. But remember when you gave me that great big black enamel canning pot?
Yeah, with a little flex on it, that old tiny
right.
pot.
Right. I use that when we go crabbing every November, which we're getting ready to do again.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good pot for boiling
crabs. It's excellent. So
it would just barely hold that steamer. So you're not going to give me your little steamer after all?
I might have to take that back and send you to the actual store for that. But, you know, I think it's a great idea that people who love the kitchen and have a lot of kitchen gear like we do, every once in a while, clean out your cabinets and your basement and those drawers that have stuff you haven't used in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, have a little party. Trade them out with your friends.
A little swap meet party. I think that would be a great idea. Bring your kitchen, unused kitchen gear, stuff you're not using again, and trade.
Well, think about it for a minute. So what, besides, say, this giant steamer, would you be getting rid of?
My waffle iron. It's been up in an out-of-the-way overhead cabinet for years. It's been years since I've made waffles. And I was thinking, time to give this thing away. But then I saw something on the internet.
Oh, I know. It's not falafel waffles,
no,
is it?
No, not falafel waffles, no.
Those are great. Nate just made some the other week. They were fabulous.
How about tater tot, cheese, bacon, and jalapeno waffles?
You had me at jalapeno and bacon.
Yeah. Okay, so what would you get rid of?
My flour sifters. I mean, when was the last time, I ever sifted anything? And if I do, I just use the little strainer that you hold in your hand.
That's exactly what I do, too.
Who needs the old-fashioned flour strainer? That's why there's so many of them at the swap meets and the yard sales.
The few times that I stood there turning that little crank, I felt like June Cleaver. You know, I should put on one of those.
You know, the last time I used it, I think, was when I gave it to my niece 17 years ago. She was the flower girl at my wedding, and she walked with one of those in her hands. People were looking like, what is she doing with the flower? Get it? She was the flower girl.
Well, I think this idea of a kitchen gear swap meet with friends is a terrific idea. It'd be fun to get together with your cooking friends, and why not give that a try? With KPLU food commentator Nancy
Flower Power.
Far out, man. Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.